Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 213. Hey, Homo Ground. Welcome back. We took a little hiatus over the summer. Not sure if you noticed. If you did, hopefully you got to catch up on old episodes and have some fun. It's summertime, right? You need to have some fun. It's not over yet. We still got the whole month of September, right? Lots of crazy stuff going on in the cosmos and down here in our little planet of reality. Lots of things I could talk about, but I'm gonna save a lot of the talking for the end of the episode, and let's just focus on the music for now. The song that you just heard is a cover of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit, done by Hey Jelly from Austin, Texas. The band is made up from members of Erasurada. Jenny Hoyston is the singer and guitarist and programs the drums for Hey Jelly, and also put together this little thing called Fabulosa Fest, which I'll talk about throughout this episode. But for now, let's listen to the song called Homo Safe by the Homobiles.
Tell me you got home. homo kid. Tell me you got homo safe. Tell me that you got your blip. Tell me that you got your miss. Tell me you got homo kid. Tell me you got homo safe. Tell me that you got your blip. Tell me that you got your miss.
You got your baseball bat wrapped up in the trans flag. Got your granny's hat pin. You said maniacal laughing.
I'm in bed, not sure.
And that was the song Homo Safe by the Homo Beals, a queer party punk supergroup singing songs about cars and babes, crimes and change, bathhouses and ballot measures. The band features Lynn Breedlove of Tribe 8, Stephanie Joy Ashley, St. James Infirmary director on lead vocals, Fury from the Shondas on guitar, storied queer festival Homo Agogo creator Ed Varga on drums, and award-winning songwriter Maya Byrne on bass, and radical healer Corey Bennett on violin. So a lot of really awesome radical people in that band. Lynn Breedlove also started a ride service of the same name, Homo Beals, committed to providing secure and reliable transit to the San Francisco Bay Area for the LGBTIQQ community and its allies. To find out more information on the band and the ride service, head over to homoground.com/episode213. Coming up, I've got songs from Butch County, where the population is hair metal, muscle rock, and guitar screaming, genderqueer swagger. They're a hair metal band from Austin, Texas, and coming up is their song, Devil's Playground.
Come on down, we're at the speed of sound. We got 10 seconds to lift off. The rocket is firing, my hands are conspiring. My mind is the devil's playground. Yeah, my mind is the devil's playground. Oh, my mind is the devil's playground. Oh,
if you try to relax. Gonna drop that girl and get out, 'cause my mind is the devil's playground. Your mind is the devil's playground. My mind is the devil's playground. Your mind is the devil's playground. My mind is the devil's playground. My mind is the devil's playground.
All the bands that you heard on this episode are performing at Fabulosa Fest this year, which is their 10th and final annual fest for Feminists in Nature out in Coulterville, California. The magical week-long Party in the Forest is also a fundraiser produced for and by women. Camping, swimming, live music, DJs, workshops, and food are also included, and is inclusive of all good souls who believe in the power of women's autonomy, queer-bent, community-minded, and collective in practice. If you want to find out more information about Fabulosa, even though it's the last year that it's happening, maybe it will inspire you to do a similar kind of event or festival in your own area. You can head over to homoground.com/episode213 or check out fabulosa.org. Events like these are important for us because we lack safe spaces and we lack areas where we can come together as a community, especially now in this administration where people are trying to tear us down and break us apart and put laws in place that make us less than human. It's important that we have these spaces and that we have these communities where we can seek out and find support, and that we can be who we are, and that we can come together not only to support each other, but to strategize and to figure out ways that we can turn things around and make not only our communities and our cities, but also the world in general, a better place for all people, no matter how we identify or what color skin we are or what gender or sexuality we prefer. And I know there have been a lot of events like this that have been long running that eventually come to an end. We saw this happen last year with Gay by Gay Gay celebrating their very last event. But, you know, these things don't just end. They continue through the next generation and the next generation, because these events are put on by people who are very passionate and devoted about community and making change. And just because an event ceases to exist in the way that it had been for previous years, it doesn't mean that the next generation or other people can come in and pick up where it left off. And that's what we need to have happen more of. So it's important that these events exist. It's also important for those who put on these events to help the younger generations and those who are interested and might not have the experience or the resources to help them put together these events and create these spaces so that we can continue to have these significant things to keep us not only sane but safe and together as a community. Closing out, I have one more song by Butch County called Sugarloaf Mountain. I know this is a short episode, but stick around after this song because I'm going to talk a little bit more about updates of what's been going on with Homoground and plans for the future and moving forward. So if you're interested in what we do with this podcast and what we can do, then stick around and we can talk a little bit more about that.
Sugarloaf Mountain, going on a little on a
Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. Thank you for all your support. It's been 6.5 years of doing this podcast, and, you know, there have been some on and offs, little hiatuses that we've been going on, just because this podcast is mostly volunteer run. We do get some funding from sponsors, and we do get opportunities to do some really cool things. But for the most part, you know, we don't have a staff. Everyone is contributing time out of their busy days and schedules. We all have jobs, full-time jobs, side gig hustles, all of that. If you're wondering why the podcast isn't consistent, that's why, because, well, we try to fit it in whenever we can. I've been thinking a lot about movement building and community organizing, and those are things that were very deeply embedded in me when I was living in North Carolina. When I moved to New York, it seemed like a lot of things were already in place, and I didn't have to try so hard. So I think a part of me kind of didn't know my place anymore. But thinking about life in an analog age before the internet, you know, a lot of the things that I did to find communities and to connect with communities was through reading zines and reading Maximum Rock and Roll and reading the columns and writing to the people who listed their address there and just trying to connect with people who had similar thoughts and views and beliefs and politics as me. And you know, every time I would go visit another city, I would always try to find out where the Radical Bookstore was or where the local Food Not Bombs chapter was and get involved with those people. But now the internet has changed that a lot, and we have these tools and to continue doing those things on a much larger scale. But sometimes, you know, having all that access to information can be a little bit overwhelming, especially when you're not sure where to look and people are just scattered all over the place. So one thing that I've been thinking a lot about is, well, how can we use podcasting as a tool for movement building and community change? I know podcasting is something that's really on the rise right now. It has been over the past 5 years or so. And a lot of people are starting to come up with their own. A lot of public radio stations are now going that route and making radio obsolete. You know, it's just kind of like how cable television is not as relevant now with the rise of Hulu and on-demand streaming and Netflix and stuff like that. So I have been thinking a lot about, you know, well, what can we do as activists, as community organizers, to use podcasting as a method to keep everyone informed on what's going on? And not only that, but to make a call of action, to put a rally call out there, to come together and support one another. And I feel like this happens on a small scale, but it's like, how can we do that much bigger? You know, there are so many problems in the world right now that need to be addressed. It kind of can feel like a very overwhelming thing. But the overall picture of it is that we are all human. And when there are people in the world who have power and they're trying to make other humans feel less than human, that's fucked up and it's not right. And there are a lot of us who don't have that kind of power. But we do have access to things like the internet. We do have access to connecting with people in ways that we never had before in the past. So I don't really know what the solution is, but I have a feeling that we can do something great with podcasting. We can do something great with the things that we're creating, the music that we're making, the events that we're producing. All of these things, they matter. And it's all about pulling them all together to make them matter on a large scale instead of in isolation of each other. And for me, that's why it's important for me to spotlight all of these things that are happening in isolation. Fabulosa Fest out in Coulterville, California. Gay by Gay Gay in Austin, Texas. You know, there are events that have been happening in Australia, in Berlin, Germany. So many places. And, you know, once I start to connect the dots and I see that we have all of these groups all over the world, how can we bring each other all together? And how can we make a change on a more massive level? Like I said, I don't have the solutions to any of this. It's just things that I've been thinking about a lot. If you have ideas, if you have strategies, if you want to produce an episode or a podcast, please get in touch with me, because Homo Ground is much more than just me curating music. It has to be more than that. It has to be other voices. It has to be more diverse. Homoground is a platform for creating, a platform for collaboration, a platform for expressing how you're feeling, your experiences. And I feel like I haven't been doing a good job of pulling all that together. It takes a lot of work. It takes a whole community. So I can't do this without the support of others. With that said, I've been trying really hard to seek out funds so that people who do want to participate and be involved can be compensated for their time. This is something I've been working on for so long, ever since I started this podcast. I knew that I wanted it to be something where people could be compensated for the work that they're doing, to be recognized for the things that they're doing, to be heard for their experiences. So with all that, I've been encouraged to start a Patreon. And if you're not familiar with that, it's kind of like a Kickstarter, but for people who are making things. And I know a lot of people in the podcasting world that have been doing this and raising a little bit of money just to, you know, pay for the hosting and to pay for people who are contributing their time and their energy to do work, to make things. So if you support this project, but maybe not necessarily know how you can get involved with it creatively, or you don't have the time or energy, but you do have the financial means, head over to our Patreon. Any amount would be helpful, even a dollar. We have a dollar level, and I don't want this to just be like a fundraising pitch or all that, but I think it's important because the people who have significant influence right now over the lives of others got there because they have resources. And unfortunately, one of those is money. And unfortunately, we live in a capitalistic society where access to resources and money does matter in terms of the influence that you have. I'm not saying I'm trying to like become this media empire or anything like that. I'm saying that things like Homoground, things like podcasts like Nancy that talk about the LGBTQ experience and all the DIY podcasts out there, they're so important and we need to be heard. Everyone who contributes their voices to these episodes, their music, their hard work, their creativity, we all need to be recognized for that. And so this is my effort in trying to make Homoground become more legit, to become more established in terms of us really being able to provide economic opportunities for people. And that's always been one of my goals with this. We're creative creatures. We need to be able to create. And when we're not validated or we're not recognized or financially compensated for our time and energy for the things that we're making, you know, that just makes it seem like it's not valuable. But it is. It's so incredibly valuable. Think about history. Think about all of the artistic culture that was left behind that tells us so much about our past. It's so important. So it's important that we're able to create these things and leave them for generations and generations, so that when people look back and they say, wow, look at how far we've come, or look at how far we haven't come, and look at how much more we need to do. So I'm sorry that was a long rant, and I didn't really expect myself to get so passionate about it off script, but I just want to say that I appreciate everyone who has listened to Homoground and supported us from the beginning, or even just now you're discovering us. I really appreciate it. And if you want to become more involved, please get in touch. Homoground@gmail.com. Please keep in mind that, you know, it's mostly just me and it's a few of my friends who volunteer their time and energy. So if there's any way that you can help out or anything that you want to contribute, I definitely would love to speak with you. And please forgive me for just not being as organized as I should be. But we'll get there. We will get there. And we will make changes. And I don't know. That's all I have to say. For now, I'm going to close out with a song from Erasurada called Tax Dollar, because I think it's very appropriate after all the things I just said.